If you met them on the street, you wouldn't even notice them. They are children, moms and dads, grandparents, homemakers, executives, pilots, and blue-collar workers. But many who share an alarming secret that has been ignored or even buried by our political leaders, law enforcement, and the media. Many of these individuals have been taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is entering the homes of these people and removing them? And once removed, what is happening to them? Today's guest is here to explain all of this and more right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artist Horn, and I guarantee you, you are all in for an enormous treat over the next few weeks. We're going to be covering some programs that I promise you are going to change lives. Let me reveal today's special guests. He's a legendary writer, director, actor, and producer for his own incredibly viral Watcher series and Watchmen Chronicles. His Nephilim trilogy hit the CBA bestsellers list. Please welcome Mr. L.A. Marzulli. She's a prolific writer whose works have been featured in the Wisconsin Christian News and Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural Report, and co-host of the popular Through the Black podcast with the one and only Mr. Tom Dunn, Miss Vicki Anderson. I promise you, in the lead up to these programs, as I spent time in prayer, I really felt like the Lord impressed upon me that the next couple of weeks that we cover these two important bodies of work that I'm going to reveal in just a moment, his message to me was there would be people, there are going to be people that hear these programs who are right now suffering this crisis of both what they believe is alien visitation abduction, whether that is supernatural, whether that is demonic, and also those suffering what is commonly referred to as sleep paralysis. We're talking about these night terrors where people are awake but unable to move. And for them, the nightmares are very real. And I'm talking about two new bodies of work. First, the DVD by L.A. Marzulli, The Coming UFO Invasion. And I'm going to read to you the subtitle, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. We're going to be covering the material in that body of work. And also the brand new book by Vicki Joy Anderson, They Only Come Out at Night, Exposing the Dark Weapon of Sleep Paralysis. And again, I really felt like the Lord impressed upon me that there are going to be people that watch these shows over the next few weeks, and this is going to be that moment they are ripped out of the matrix, and they're going to be set free. Yeah. Can we just believe that together?
Amen. Yep.
And part of the reason that I have that confidence, ladies and gentlemen, you're very familiar with my good friend, Josh Peck, who's in-house today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Evidence of what I'm describing, L.A., exists in the very life of our dear brother, Josh Peck. Josh, yeah. Years and years ago, briefly, talk about where you were coming out of the New Age. You were spiritually lost. You were being terrorized. You and your wife were being visited, tormented. All of the stuff that intellectuals would, without a supernatural understanding of what is going on, would most likely framework in something below their ability to accept the premise. This is just the silly stuff of crazy people. But for the millions of Americans out there that are struggling with stuff just like that, and a lot of them unwilling to talk about it for fear of backlash, or they have no comprehension of what's happening to them, they don't understand that this is spiritual.
Yeah.
They're just being tormented. They surely wouldn't talk about any of this at work. They're not going to tell anybody that they would trust about it. And when they do go to their pastors, a lot of time the pastors have no knowledge or education on the subject, tell them, you know, watch less TV, maybe pray a little harder. But those bits of advice are not thorough enough or exhaustive enough to deal with things like opening portals unintentionally or intentionally. Josh, go back to when you were younger briefly, because I want to set LA up for this.
Yeah.
He played a huge role in not only your salvation story, but what you've done in ministry ever since.
Oh, absolutely. LA, you're my hero. No, about a decade ago, somewhere around there, I was a spiritual mess. I was caught up in New Age, didn't know what I was doing. I thought I was being Christian, but I really wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I had unknowingly invited demons into our house. We lived in a little trailer at the time, me and my wife. We just got married. And it was a spiritual war zone, constant attacks. Christina and I were having shared sleep paralysis, events every night. We were seeing the same things. And one day it just got so bad. And, you know, I'm supposed to be the provider. I'm supposed to be the protector of the home. And I had no idea what to do. So I prayed and I said, Lord, I need an answer. I've messed up somewhere. I've done something wrong. You know, please teach me. So a couple of days later, I was scrolling around on TV. Remember TiVo?
Yeah, yeah.
It was back in TiVo days.
Oh, wow.
I was scrolling around, and as a child, I had always been interested in the topic of aliens and like how it fits in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Well, I was scrolling around on TV, and I saw this show called It's Supernatural with Sid Roth, and he had a guest named L.A. Marzulli, and I was like, that's an interesting name. I want to watch this. And he's talking about aliens, Genesis 6, probably a lot of the things we're going to be talking about in these programs. Well, then he gave his testimony in that program, and he came out of New Age, too. Mm-hmm. And he was able to get past that. I took a chance, sent him an email, and thank God he wrote me back. He actually called me on the phone, talked to me on the phone, and gave me a crash course in spiritual warfare, and my life has never been the same. It fixed everything.
Right.
The advice was simple. Use the name of Jesus Christ. Use the authority of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Cast this stuff out. Close the portals.
Right.
And I did. I renounced New Age, got out of that. I started watching all his presentations.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
But that's what made me want to become an author, want to do ministry like I'm doing now. And so now it's come full circle, and it's just an honor to share
his stage. It's got to be a crazy honor to sit across from L.A. now on panel with him since you saw him on television a decade ago. But L.A., that really speaks to the kind of ministry work that you and Vicky mm-hmm. both do and how effective it really is. So, ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention, because over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about more of this. And if you're one out there that's dealing with night terrors, sleep paralysis, or you believe that you're being tormented by spiritual entities or shadow darknesses that you can't describe or understand, these programs are being designed specifically for you. First,
absolutely,
the coming UFO invasion, L.A., your brand new DVD. Talk to us about why you feel this is the most important film you've done with your professional ministerial career to date.
Basically, what the film does is it rips the covers off of what the end game is, what the dragon's end game. Of course, I'm talking about Satan. And it all fits in with Scripture. When you go back to Genesis 3:15, which sets up the rest of the biblical prophetic narrative, in my opinion. So Genesis 3:15 says, the offspring of the dragon will be at enmity, at war with the offspring of the woman. Proto-evangelion, the one coming from the woman, will crush the dragon's head. It's, as Gary Stearman would say, it's a seed war. And that seed war manifests three chapters later in Genesis 6. It then happens again with Nimrod at the Tower of Babel. It happens in Sodom and Gomorrah. It happens when the children of Israel go into the promised land. Who is there? The Nephilim. The Nephilim are the progeny of the fallen angelic hosts of heaven and the women of earth. And I realize for some people that's a huge stretch, but Genesis 3:15 is always the key. If we start there, the offspring, the seed of the dragon. Remember, this is Jesus in the garden telling exactly what the game plan is. Mm-hmm. And then it's move, counter move, move, counter move. It all goes away at the cross, because then he's got the keys, and we pretty much know the history from there. But what happens is the dragon changes the tactics. Let me put it to you this way. So you have Genesis 3:15, which sets up Genesis 6. Go to Matthew 24. It'd be like the days of Noah when the Son of Man returns. So what differentiates the days of Noah from any other time in history? The presence of the Nephilim around the earth. Something is going on. The seed war is manifesting. But then go over to Daniel chapter 2, and it's incredible. I remember years ago when I read this, before knowing what I know now, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Their seed will mingle with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave to them. What does that mean? Who are they? Their seed will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not cleave to them. The word cleave, Jim Williamson taught me this. The word cleave is the same word that we get in the Genesis account. It means marriage. That's exactly what's going on today. And we know from the angel talking to Daniel, seal up the words in this book until the time of the end. And he gives us sort of what I call a spiritual bone. He says, men will run to and fro over the face of the earth, knowledge will increase. It's like, if we were to track that, it's flatline until Gutenberg and the printing press. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, the common man can read the Bible. It's still pretty much flatline until the present day, the modern era. And then what we see is this rise of technology. And now men and women run to and fro over the face of the earth. As I speak, as we're speaking now, planes are, you know, circumnavigating the globe. This is mm-hmm. this is our reality. Knowledge increases exponentially. Their seed is mingling with the seed of men. I remember when I got into this decades ago and I started hearing about the abduction phenomenon. Immediately you go, whoa, this is like, I was taken aback.
Right.
Because it's so dark. It's so nefarious. In the film, we bring four people. No collusion between any of them. They've all been taken. They've all been abducted. And that is what makes the film unique, because it's the same story. And I've heard these stories before for decades. And, you know, the first time you hear one, you just kind of go, what? Because the people are taken and floated through the window. And, of course, that defies our physics. But there's a biblical passage where the angel appears to Peter and the rest is history. The door opens by itself. The chains fall off. The guards are switched off. They can manipulate both the good guys and the bad guys, space, time, matter, and energy in ways that defy our physics.
You know, I know that this happens, these visitations. My dad, you may recall, Ella, you've known him for decades. His sister, my aunt, Vida, when she was a very small child, would get these night terrors where she would wake up in the middle of the night, very young, 5, 6, 7 years old, and she would be screaming. Now, this is way back the late 40s, early 50s, when there was no such record of the modern alien gray that you see on posters now and on popularized T-shirts and things. This was way back when you may have had a black and white with a great big spaceman or a big octopus-looking monster. And she would describe these exactly, light bulb-shaped, bulbous-headed, two dark black guys. This was in a home where the parents had a general understanding of God. I don't know that they were theologians, but generally had a fear and a respect that there was a God. They would rush into her bedroom in the middle of the night, and she would be regaling them of these terrorizing figures that would enter her bedroom. This was, by the way, one of the reasons that set my dad upon his course to then spend the next, you know, 60 years of his life devoted to what this phenomenon is. But I want to ask you, what is your take? What is your take for the skeptic that would say these are people that just need medication or maybe a psychological evaluation? And I'm sure there is some of that to a degree. People have all kinds of sociopathic, schizophrenic, multiple personality disorder. There's a way to quantify some of that, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. Many of them are stand-up people. They have there's no benefit to them at all to make this stuff up, and that's why they don't talk about it. These are people that would be mortified to tell someone what's happening to them. What is your take on this phenomenon? Is it spiritual? Is it?
First of all, it's real. And second of all, when this happens to a person, whether it's a man or a woman, they live with shame, they live with fear. Sometimes the abductee is threatened. If you say anything, we'll kill your family. They are shown graphic pictures in their mind, particularly one Karen who comes on the film. She was threatened by them at 7 years old, that if you say anything, and in her mind, she saw her entire family basically beheaded.
Oh, my word.
So how do you live with that? Her sister was also being taken. And once again, they showed her, in her mind, this fiery car crash, everyone being burned alive, that type of thing. This is very dark. As I said earlier, it's incredibly nefarious. So these people have nowhere to turn. What is a 6-year-old or a 5-year-old? How can they possibly deal with this? They can't. And then they'll go to their parents and say, this is what's going on. Oh, you just had a bad dream. Uh-huh. Because the parents aren't ready for it. This is what's so unique about the film. We bring four people, as I said earlier, who have been taken, who have been abducted. The phenomenon is definitely real.
Right.
And there's no collusion between them until the very end when we bring them all in on a Zoom chat. It is visceral to hear the testimonies. It is gut-wrenching what these people have been through. The bottom line is, and it goes back right in the Daniel chapter 2, and this is why the subtitle, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets, because what it does is it shows us that there's a breeding program. The late Chuck Missle used to say, Satan is outnumbered 2-1. He's building an army. And that's exactly what is going on. When the women are taken, now Karen was taken when she was 5 or 6. The Greys, the Dragon's cohorts, the fallen angels are interested in certain genetic material. There's no doubt about that. And so when these people were taken, they tracked them all through their early childhood. When Karen was around 18, she was abducted. She was impregnated. She thought it was from her husband. It wasn't. Classic. This is classic. In the 3rd month of pregnancy, she's taken again, re-abducted. The baby is removed from her. And I realize some of you out there are going like, you have got to be kidding me. Genesis 3:15, The seed of a dragon will be at war, at enmity with the seed of the woman. Daniel chapter 2. Their seed will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not cleave to them. It's right there in our Bibles. But we skip over those passages and we don't understand just how incredible they are and how revealing they are. So the child is taken in the third month of pregnancy, and she's in the emergency room. Did you bleed? No. They do a DNC, no fetal tissue, no heartbeat. They do an ultrasound, nothing's there. Are you sure you were pregnant?
Wow.
Call my OBGYN. We saw the heartbeat. I've heard this throughout my research for 30 years. The first time you hear it, it's like, whoa, it's unnerving. Getting back to the window, when a person is taken, they're paralyzed. They can't move at all. They're levitated off the bed, which defies our physics as we know it. So these entities manipulate space, time, matter, and energy in ways that defy our physics. They go to the window, and every single abductee says the same thing. Are they going to open the window? And they don't open the window. The abductee, the person who's levitating, staring at the window, goes through the window. That's a physical impossibility. These people aren't imagining anything because every single abductee that I've ever spoken to goes through the ceiling, through the wall, through the window, every single one of them.
There is no good place to go to a break during this conversation, but we're going to do it, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up to about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Whoa. Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. We're going to hit the ground running because we have so much we want to cover, and there's never enough time in these programs. L.A., let's continue right away. We're talking about alien abduction, visitation, the phenomenon. We're sorting out the difference between what some might view as psychosomatic from others that have actually lived through this terrorizing reality with no hope and with no help, and we're digging into whether this is supernatural, whether this is demonic, whether it's chemical. And I'm just blown. Are you guys blown away?
Yeah.
In your film, The Coming UFO Invasion, you interface with a man named Dr. David Jacobs. Do you want to talk about why he's relevant to the whole project?
Decades ago, Dr. Jacobs began to delve into this very strange phenomenon where people were being taken. Sperm is taken from the men, ovum is taken from the women. There's a breeding program that's going on. There's no doubt about that. He has no biblical reference, but he knows something is happening. And after talking to dozens, scores of people over the years, his latest book is Walking Amongst Us. And so what he believes, and I do too, because I've had all sorts of stories come across my desk, the hybrids are walking amongst us. They are soulless. They have no soul because we're spirit, soul, and body. And I realize, once again, read Genesis 3:15 and you tell me what that means, because that sets up the rest of the biblical narrative. The days of Noah, it'll be like the days of Noah, Son of Man returns, Genesis 6. It all goes back to that. So in Jacob's book, he's alarmed because he knows that these hybrid entities are walking amongst us. The stories that come across my desk about this are, I'll just tell you one. So this is from Norway. People listen to the show. And he's a husband and wife in Norway. Beautiful summer day, 2022. So this is very, very recent. And they're at a vegetable, you know, a market, big wide aisles, everything's all stocked up, and just they're just shopping. They're just minding their own business. He's at the very end of the aisle, and over here at the other end of the aisle, this woman appears out of nowhere, platinum blonde hair, and she's dressed in clothes that he's never seen before, wearing a skirt, and there's threads in the skirt and in the top, which he's never seen anything. Well, the woman glares at him. He's never seen this woman before, with unmitigated hate. I mean, the hatred is oozing from every pore of her body, glaring at him. And he's looking at, you know, what's going on here? And she slithers down the aisle, literally. The feet don't move. She's slithering like this as she comes to the aisle. Now, for most of you will go, whoa, wait a minute, right? He's minding his own business, this guy. He's not looking for anything. This is in a supermarket, for crying out loud. His wife sees this. She's terrified. She ducks behind the vegetable stand. The woman, this woman with the platinum blonde hair and dressed in these odd clothes, is about 5 feet away. Once again, the unmitigated hate. And I realize what I'm about to say is it's adult content, but it has everything to do with going back to Genesis 3:15, the seed war and the breeding program. She glares at him and she lifts up her skirt. She's not wearing any underwear. And he immediately turns away, and that's when the Lord kicks in, and he rebukes her in the name of Jesus. He says, in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. And instantly, I mean, instantly, she's at the end of the aisle. I mean, that space of 30 feet in like a half a second, bam, and she's there. And she looks at him one more time and just disappears. Now, what was that? That, in my opinion, was a modern-day Nephilim. It was a hybrid. It was soulless. It's in a fixed state, as the late Russ Dizdar would say. It only knows hate and the kingdom of darkness. That's all it knows, because it has no soul.
You said something about rebuking in the name of Jesus. And getting back to this story about my father and his sister, Vida, and who is my aunt, and very coherent, you refer back to Josh's testimony, being terrorized as a young person. There seems to be a universal theme, though. Whatever manifestation, whether it presents itself as an alien gray, whether it presents itself as a crackpot at a supermarket or whatever, there tends to be this prevailing theme of using the name of Jesus to rebuke it, and that ultimate authority is what drives these things back. Is that not right, L.A.?
It's exactly right, because as a believer, that's what we walk in. We're walking in his authority.
Yeah.
If you're not a believer and you say, Jesus, good luck with that, because there's no connection.
Right, so it's not just the name. It's not just the word.
It's not some magic word.
Right. Just a few minutes on the clock. That's so important, because I want to make sure that viewers catch that. In case they've tried using the name of Jesus but are not having success, what's missing? Is it a personal relationship with him? Is it, because we have no power at all
yeah,
that
correct.
He does not lend to us.
Al Matthews is one of the abductees in the film. Al's testimony is absolutely visceral. He was taken at a very young age, abducted over and over again into his adulthood. The last time is when he met a hybrid woman who shapeshifted right in front of his eyes. Once again, the hybrids. So I'll just give you the quick backstory here. This woman comes from Kuwait. She's wearing these very dark glasses. This is all in the film, by the way. Al meets her and doesn't say anything about the glasses. Maybe she's got some sort of an eye problem, whatever. They're on the freight elevator going up to look at her stuff. Just the two of them. He's never met this lady before. She leans over and she goes, "They're listening, Al." And Al goes, "Who?" And he's already creeped out. And she goes, "You know the Grays. You and I were supposed to meet on the ship." He gives her her phone number. And in the film, I go, mistake number one. And she calls him up. A couple of weeks later, he goes up to see her. And he wants to find out what's going on. Why does she know so much about me? And he's being lured in. So she's there with a girlfriend. They're drinking a lot of wine. Al sits down. There's this huge deer fly on the edge of this woman with the dark glasses. Wine goblet. And Al goes, "You know, I'll get it for you." She goes, no, I'll get it. And she reaches over, and she doesn't grab the fly. Her finger just, and the fly sticks to her finger. And she brings it up to her mouth, and she goes, doesn't eat it like this. She sucks it in from about 6 inches away. How is it possible? Then she takes off the wraparound glasses and goes over and sits on his lap. And I realize this is all edgy stuff, but we're adults here. This is what happened. This is real. I call this UFO brain fog because I stop him in the interview and I say, "Al, is this normal behavior for you?" He goes, no, it's not normal behavior. He would not allow this woman or any woman to just do that. He wouldn't do it. So she lifts up his shirt and she goes, "My, you're well preserved." And she leans over to kiss him and Al pushes her away. The eyes shapeshift into like these yellowish deals and she lets out the most evil laugh you've ever heard in your life. Al flees, goes to Gordy Tong's house. They get me on the phone. We pray over Al. To this point, he's not a Christian. 2 weeks later, he becomes born again and spirit-filled. No more abductions. Now he counsels other people. But his testimony is absolutely visceral.
Joe Jordan and David Ruffino, who also have a deliverance ministry, have shared L.A. story after story, very much like the one that you just shared, where people are experiencing these events that would be very hard to take seriously if save not for a supernatural component. But the bottom line is when the name of Jesus is presented by a person who actually has authority in Christ, universally these things begin to stop. With just a few moments on the clock, LA, what impacted you the most while making this film?
I think what really got to me was when, it's one thing if you're just interviewing one person, but we have four people. All of them have been taken. The two women have had lost their children, the men's sperm taken from them. So this goes back, once again, to wrap it up. It goes back into Daniel chapter 2. Their seed will mingle with the seed of men. They will not cleave to them. There is a breeding program which is going on. It's all biblical-based, and that's why the subtitle is Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets, because that is what we do in the film.
I think we're going to have L.A. again next week. Yeah. There was never going to be enough time to do it all this week, but don't worry, he'll be back next week to continue discussing the abduction phenomenon and explain how all of this fits into biblical prophecy. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're all out of time. I'm Joe Horn. For everybody here in studio, for everybody on panel, LA, Vicky, thank you so much for being here today. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.